Hey there, listeners. I don't know about you, but I am serious about my sleep. And I have to tell you, the best way to get a good night's sleep is on a good quality set of sheets. This is when you need perfect linens. Trust me when I tell you, these are the most comfortable, luxurious sheets I have ever experienced. And I want you to enjoy them as well. Now, if you head on over to battleforliberty.com/sheets and use my promo code, that's PerfectLinens20, all one word, PerfectLinens20, you'll receive $20 off an order of $125 or more. So head on over right now to battleforliberty.com/sheets and use promo code PerfectLinens20. They have a utility that will help you pick the perfect set tailored specifically to your tastes and needs. And they offer free shipping within the continental U.S. There is no reason not to check this out. battleforliberty.com/sheets.
The Battle for Liberty, episode 49. This is the Battle for Liberty.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Battle for Liberty. Once again, I'm your host, Mike Tilden. Thanks so much for joining me on the podcast dedicated to the journey of the libertarian novice. Don't ever miss an episode of The Battle for Liberty. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes and Stitcher. That way, every episode will be delivered to your device with no effort required. It couldn't be easier. Before we get started this week, I want to extend a special welcome to anyone who came over from the Tom Woods show after he recommended The Battle for Liberty in episode 960 of his show. It's an incredible honor to be mentioned on Tom's show, and I am very glad that you're here listening. So do me a favor and take a listen to 3 or 4 episodes before you decide whether or not this is the show for you. I certainly appreciate you giving us a shot. All right, this week I am pleased to be speaking with Caleb Huff, who is the owner and operator of Principled Propaganda, which is a fantastic online store that sells libertarian-themed t-shirts. He's also recently started a foray into making funny videos. And in case you're interested, Principled Propaganda is the company that makes the t-shirt that you get if you sign up to be a patron at the platinum level. So if you're a platinum level patron, you're gonna get a t-shirt from Principled Propaganda. Let's find out more about this by talking to Caleb. Caleb, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's my first interview on another podcast, so it's exciting.
Oh, I'm glad to have that honor. That's always a fun thing for me. We're really excited to have you here. As I stated in my intro, you've got a lot going on for you right now, and I think you're doing a lot of correct things in terms of getting the word out about the message of the libertarian movement. And so the first thing I want to talk about before we get into your projects is something I do with all of my guests, which is to tell us about yourself and how you came to the libertarian way of thinking, because the podcast is, of course, called The Battle for Liberty, and we focus here on battling the indoctrination that we all face every day in a statist world. And so anytime you come across the extreme minority of a libertarian, we all want to know, how did you get here?
Sure. Yeah. My name is Caleb Huff, obviously. How I became a libertarian, I started working at a dealership, and I met somebody who had a sticker on his desk that said taxation is theft. And, you know, right away I didn't say anything to him because, you know, we were newly met. So, I didn't say anything to him right away, but eventually I got comfortable enough with him to where I had to ask him a question about it. And he very respectfully and cordially explained how it was theft, and it seemed obvious to me almost right away. And of course, my question was what most statists ask, which was, you know, how do we get roads? How do we get military? How do we get police? Things like that. And he answered them himself very well. There was somebody else there that was also working there that helped him because he had actually converted him previously as well. So it was kind of, they were both kind of tag team in my questions, and they would direct me to guys like Tom Woods. They would have me listen to his podcast, and Stefan Molyneux. They showed me a lot of his work, and you know, one thing led to another, and before I knew it, I was reading For New Liberty, and that's when I really got passionate about liberty. It was about 2 months after all that happened, I read For New Liberty, and immediately fell in love, and started a podcast, and went from there, and I never looked back.
Wow, that's fantastic. I like that story, especially because, you know, for me, For a New Liberty was also the nail in the coffin that just took me from being what I would call a minarchist to a full-blown anarcho-capitalist. So it's amazing how many people will cite that book specifically. So that's great. And by the way, listeners, it should not be flying over your head right now that a Taxation is Theft bumper sticker helped convert at least two more people that we know of. So if you want to be a patron to the Battle for Liberty at the gold level, you get a Taxation is Theft bumper sticker as part of the thank you package. So you want to start converting people, head on over to battleforliberty.com/support. Sign up today. Okay, sorry, I had to get my cheap plug out.
No problem.
Okay, so let's talk about your endeavors, though. Let's talk about Principled Propaganda, which, first of all, the name is brilliant. It is memorable enough that, you know, the alliteration of principled propaganda is absolutely fantastic. Plus, it forces people to ask, well, what do you mean by that? So let's find out, what is principled propaganda?
Yeah, so the name itself, actually, somebody suggested something in the Tom Woods private group. And if you're not a member of that group, for those listening, I highly recommend it. It's a great group. So somebody recommended something with the name propaganda. I can't remember what he recommended. And somebody else recommended something with principled. So in my mind, I just kind of meshed them together, and I figured, you know, principled propaganda, it just fits. It works well. I want that to be the message of the business. It's for principled libertarians by principled libertarians. Principled being lowercase L as opposed to, you know, capital L, being that you subscribe to the principles and the ideas of libertarianism, and that's who the merchandise is for, is made for.
Well, that's great. So the merchandise primarily then is t-shirts, correct?
Mostly t-shirts. We just got into hats, and I have some mugs, travel mug. I'm going to be getting into some blankets and towels, and eventually I'll be doing shower curtains and pillows and things like that. But, yeah, primarily it's t-shirts.
Oh, that's fantastic. We need, we need more, merchants like you with, the types of messages that, you just don't see for libertarians anymore. I mean, it's one of the ways that I think the libertarian movement, and again, I'm with you, I'm talking about the little L libertarian movement here, it has been seriously lacking in getting the message out, and merchandising and branding and things like that. And the other side of the spectrum, which includes both Republicans and Democrats, has been pretty good at that. And so I am very excited anytime I see someone such as yourself who's doing a good job at it. So the website is what? principledpropaganda.com?
You got it.
Fantastic. So, of course, that will be on the show notes page, which for this episode should be battleforliberty.com/49. And so we'll link to Principled Propaganda there. Now, can you give me a couple of examples of maybe your favorite t-shirts? Maybe just describe what they're like, what people can expect?
Ooh, yeah. My personal favorite right now, it's a quote. It says, "What light is to the eyes, what air is to the lungs, what love is to the heart, liberty is to the soul of man." And that's my personal favorite. I have another one. It's got the AC for anarcho-capitalism in gold on a black t-shirt. It says, "Disobedience is the true foundation of liberty." And both of those are my two favorite, I'd say. I have a lot of Murray Rothbard stuff. But the first one really, really hits home, I think, because, you know, the idea is you're going to wear the shirt, and like what the gentleman did for me, I saw his sticker. I eventually asked him about it, and I became a libertarian. So the idea is that you want to wear something that someone's, that's going to encourage someone to ask a question, because when they approach you, I feel like your conversion is going to be much more likely as opposed to you converting them. Because years ago, my stepfather, he's a conservative mostly. He identifies as a conservative, but he has what he says a lot of libertarian leanings. So, you know, years ago, he was explaining to me the idea of privatizing education. And I think because he approached me about it in such a way that the way I was looking at it was incorrect, I never took to it until I eventually asked about the sticker. I approached somebody else. You know, how is taxation theft? What about school? What about police? What about this? What about that? So being that I approached them, my guard wasn't up. And I think that's a good way to convert people. So if you're wearing a t-shirt that's going to encourage questions, I think your chances of converting somebody go up drastically. And I've had this personal experience before. I've been wearing them around my family. I can't tell you how many times I've got, what's Rothbard? So yeah. I've had the opportunity to explain, you know, who is Murray Rothbard? Got the opportunity to explain that, and had good conversations about it. So, you know, it's a work in progress, and hopefully we can use it to further the message.
Absolutely. That's a perfect segue into my next question. But before we do that, can you just remind us, I have in the back of my head who I think owns the quote that you referenced, your favorite quote that's on a t-shirt. Who was that?
I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't say it because I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure it starts with an E.
Okay. Well,
I want to say.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and look that up, and we're going to find that out and put that into the ending of this episode. So here's a trivia question. For those of you who are listening, if you know the answer, write it down. And we're going to go on the honor system. If you email me and say, "Hey, I knew who it was," the first 5 people to email me the fact that they knew who it was are going to get a free bumper sticker. They're going to get a taxation is theft bumper sticker. So that's the challenge hidden within this episode. So if you know the answer, and again, this is total honor system. I know you could Google it right now, but I'm trusting my listeners to be honest. If you knew who it was, send me an email, mike@battleforliberty.com. That's mike@battleforliberty.com. Tell me who owns that quote, and I'll send you a taxation is theft bumper sticker. First 5
you
people.
Know, I just remembered who it was, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, yeah, don't ruin it now. All right, so let's transition then. You were talking about, you know, kind of your whole goal with principled propaganda in terms of convincing people to come to you rather than you hectoring them, which I think is brilliant. I couldn't agree with that more. I mean, you can hit people over the head with something 1,000 times, but if they're not ready, they're never going to listen. So your slogan is win supporters, which again, simple, to the point. I love your marketing here. It's great. So can you explain win supporters for us?
Sure. Yeah. I actually read a book by Robin Kerner, who coined the phrase blue Republicans. And the general thesis of what he argues is basically that as libertarians, as liberty-minded individuals, we need to be focusing on winning supporters and less on winning arguments. And I kind of got it from him, winning supporters. It kind of it's something that I actually had in my mind before I ever had the name principled propaganda. It's something that I always knew that was going to be my slogan, because that's what I wanted the business to be about, was winning supporters.
Well, I think it's absolutely the perfect message to go along with principled propaganda. I think your strategy is right on. That leads me to my next question. You've got the right marketing, you've got the right strategy. What's your success been like? How is your t-shirt business doing?
Yeah, so we started, and let's see, we officially launched, started selling, I want to say about 2 months ago, actually. And we've been doing well. We're not in the negatives, so that's good. But yeah, we're doing pretty well. It's an up and downs game. It's about knowing who to market to, and you know, trying to get the message out there is really what I'm focusing on now. I mean, obviously, I'd love to sell as many shirts as possible, but right now I'm trying to get the message out there, trying to accrue the the audience more so.
Yeah, fantastic. Good to hear. Now, is this a part-time gig, or are you making a full-time go of this?
Right now, it's a part-time thing. Eventually, you know, I want to do this and some other endeavors that some other future endeavors that I'd like to get accomplished as well.
Okay, excellent. So let's switch now. So the obviously Principled Propaganda has this great t-shirt and other merchandise store that everyone can go visit, and you should all go visit it. I myself am a customer of Principled Propaganda. Anyone who is a Battle for Liberty patron at the platinum level gets a free t-shirt, a Taxation is Theft t-shirt, and those shirts come from Principled Propaganda. So I'm a happy customer. But there's more to it than just that. Recently, you've started to put out some videos that I think are having possibly even more success than the t-shirt business. They're really, really funny videos that basically poke fun at how a statist might think they can beat up on libertarians, and they're just dripping with sarcasm, and this is the kind of thing that I find hysterical. And so the one that I think started it all, and you can tell me if I'm wrong about this, is a video called Why I Support Taxation. And before we talk about it, let's go ahead and just play just a little clip of it.
I know the most efficient way to provide people with the goods and services that they need is by taking a huge chunk of what they earn and giving it to government bureaucrats. And that's why I support taxation. Taxation is not only the most efficient way we can get the things we want, it's the only way that we can get the things we want. Without government bureaucrats taking a huge chunk of what you earn, how do you expect to get the things that you need? There is no conceivable way to put out a fire without first the government taking a huge chunk of what you earn. Therefore, if you are one of those radical extremists that oppose taking someone's property against their will, then you are advocating that houses burn down, and you want criminals to roam the street, and you want children to go uneducated. And if this is you, then you're wasting your time advocating for such ridiculous policies. Advocating that you be taxed is social validation that I'm a generous person. There is no other way to verify that I'm a compassionate person that deeply cares about the well-being of the poor. I can't imagine a way without taxation to take our vehicles from point A to point B. And because I can't imagine another way, that means there is no other way.
Okay, that is great stuff. And he's got a few more videos just like that that you'll have to check out, and they'll also be linked at the show notes page, which is battleforliberty.com/49. So, Caleb, what inspired you to make these videos?
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny because what inspired me was actually J.P. Sears. I'm not sure if any of you have heard of him, but he has this sarcastic humor, and I saw one of his videos about higher education, and it was very sarcastic, and I said, you know, I can make a pretty good libertarian video on this. So I decided to create Why I Support Taxation, and it's definitely gotten a lot of success so far.
That's fantastic. Well, I have to give you some encouragement and just say keep up the videos. You have a really good presence on camera, and I think you've shown your creativity in just the couple videos that you have so far. Okay, so what are your future plans with the videos? Do you plan on monetizing?
Well, I'd like to. The only really form of monetizing I'd like to do as far as the videos is going to be just linking people back to my shirts. I want as many libertarians wearing my shirts as possible. Just get the advertising out there. But that's going to be the only really, as far as monetizing for the videos. The videos are really just something I do for fun. It's something that is really the Why I Support Taxation. It's pretty funny because it seems as though, and a lot of your listeners will probably relate to this, and I'm sure you will as well. When you're debating, sometimes you just can't resist. You have to just go into debate mode and destroy them. You know, sometimes you just can't resist. Sometimes they're begging for it. So there's times when you're debating a statist, and it seems like you get the same argument over and over and over again. So the video is as if every statist has a guideline for how they're going to debate the next libertarian. And they all stick by the same general guideline. You take them to their logical conclusion, they tell you to move to Somalia. So, yeah, it's just something I really do. Just, I enjoy doing it. As far as monetization, you know, just linking back to my shirts, really, and my other merchandise.
Yeah, I think that's a great strategy. I've seen a lot of people achieve really good success by taking something funny and enjoyable, like a video like this, and making it a tool to market a business like you are. So I think that's the right way to go. So let me ask you a question about your t-shirts again. Do you wear your t-shirts a lot out in public?
Every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I have to I have a work uniform, but aside from that, I'm usually at work, at the gym, or, you know, out in public, out and about. And if I'm not in my work uniform, you can pretty much count on the fact that I'm wearing one of my t-shirts.
That's great. Have you ever had any bad encounters with people who read the message on your shirt and just get triggered?
Not bad encounters. I've had one, and it was actually the disobedience shirt. And it wasn't this is the worst one, and it wasn't bad at all. And it was kind of a, does that mean disobedience to the government? And so I said, yes, it very well could mean that. And they just kind of shook their head a little bit and was like, yeah, that's crazy talk kind of thing. That's been the worst response I've had. And, you know, that's not bad at all. But as far as triggering, no, not yet. But I got some pretty interesting designs coming my way pretty soon. So I might be triggering some people pretty soon.
Okay, so you're stepping up the game, I gather.
Yeah, more about this is anecdotal, but I know people personally that are that have inspired a lot of my my studies. So a lot of people that very strongly support certain policies. So I've taken it upon myself to research them thoroughly. So I can, you know, better prepare myself when I'm talking to these people. And, you know, it seems like the more they love it, the more they argue for it, the more I hate it, and the more I argue against it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people I know like that personally that have inspired some of my t-shirts, and I will have no qualms with wearing it in front of them. So it might trigger them. I don't know, maybe.
So you like to stir the pot. That's good.
Yeah.
So is there one particular t-shirt that gets more traction than any others? Do you notice overwhelmingly that one particular, design gets either more nasty looks or more people stop and kind of obviously are reading your t-shirt or more people talk to you?
Yeah. Actually, I'd say that the Rothbard one gets a lot of attention. Some of you might be familiar with this, but the old Obama advertisement, when he was running, I think back in what, 2008, he had that blue and red and yellow little sign that said hope.
It looked like a Pepsi logo.
Yeah, definitely. So I have something just like that, but it's Rothbard's beautiful face instead of Barack Obama's, and it's underneath it, instead of hope, it says enemy of the state, and in the top right it says Murray Rothbard. So I've gotten a lot of people ask about that, a lot of what's Rothbard, who's Rothbard, enemy of what state, a lot of that. And of course my taxationist stuff just absolutely begs responses.
Yeah,
so that'll
sure
get some attention.
It sure does. I have to be honest and kind of sheepishly admit to you that I was recently in Washington, D.C. for a trip, and I contemplated wearing my Taxation is Theft t-shirt, because if you're going to wear a Taxation is Theft t-shirt, if there's one place in the world to wear it, it's Washington, D.C. And had I not been there on a really important business trip with a lot of important clients, then I absolutely would have, but I decided not to make a political statement while representing my employer. I thought that was a good thing for my career, but boy, did I want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to pass that up.
Yeah. Well, all right. You know what? I think we're going to end it there. We are very excited to see where Principled Propaganda goes in the future. Looking forward to some more videos. And listeners, head on over to principledpropaganda.com, patronize the store, get your libertarian gear from Caleb. It's going to help him out, and he's going to help us spread the word about, obviously, what we refer to as the battle for liberty. So, Caleb Huff, thank you so much for being on. And one last thing before we go, where can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook. Just Facebook search for Principled Propaganda. That'd be the best place to find me. Or you can, heck, you can just search for my personal page if you like, Caleb Huff, C-A-L-E-B-H-U-F-F. And you can also email. There's a contact section under the website, Principled Propaganda, if you want to. If you want to contact me. And it was a pleasure to be on the show. And it was an honor to be invited to be on.
The honor was all ours. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That's going to do it for this week. Make sure you check out the show notes page, battleforliberty.com/49. Follow me on Twitter at @MyBattleLiberty. Check out the Facebook page. Give us a like over there, facebook.com/battleforliberty. And folks, don't forget, if you're looking for more content from the Battle for Liberty, things like exclusive blog posts, behind-the-scenes photos, and even bonus podcast episodes, then you need to check out the Battle for Liberty supporting patron program. Head on over to battleforliberty.com/support and check out how you can support the show for as little as $1 per month to unlock these amazing benefits. Again, that's battleforliberty.com/support. But no matter what you do, keep spreading the word about the battle for liberty. And until next time, battle on.